Okay, good morning. We're continuing the second day in the Shmuz from Rav Pinkus on Emuna in the coming of Mashiach. So we're at the bottom of page Kuf Zayin. We talked about Chochma, Bina, and Das. So the subtitle reads, Haba'aya shel doreinu hi chesaron chochma. The problem with our generation is a lack of Chochma. Hador shalonu kayom hishtanu libli heker leumas hador hakoidim. Our generation is different than previous generations, that you can't even recognize them between the earlier generation. If the earlier generation would look at our generation, they couldn't recognize it. These are Yidden. B'shishim shana shavru, 60 years ago, mayatz, from then until now, hador hakoidim hisrachnu kelev shana beruchanius. Our generation is so far different than the previous generation. The difference is like 1,000 years spiritually. And the reason for that is because the whole shape of our lives has changed. Shomati b'shem Harav Weiss Mendel Zatzal. I heard in the name of Rav Weiss Mendel of blessed memory, Shemevichina historias kol chomei shani mishtan hador, that from a historical perspective, every 5 years, not only from one generation to the next, but within each generation, every 5 years, kiluchof olahem chamishim, next page, omeh shana, it's as if 50 or 100 years has changed. Certainly we could even say that in a technological way, that things, in 5 years, things are totally different. But he's talking spiritually, that we drop significantly every 5 years. Chasaras lanu kayom hagdoras nechonos ma yehudis. And what the problem is that we're lacking today proper definitions of what Judaism is. Ma ze yiddishkeit, mahu yehudi. What is Judaism? What is a Jew? Lo rak shechaseim lanu bina v'das, l'das ma mechayiv osanu etzem hayosenu yehudis, u ma anachnu shechem lasos mishum hayosenu yehudim. Not only are we lacking the bina and das, remember that's those second and third levels of the understanding and the integration of that knowledge into our lives. Not only are we missing that, to know what is the essence of a Jew and what we should be doing because we're Jews. We're lacking even the simple knowledge. We don't know what Judaism is. We don't know the Jew is. There's many holidays in the year. One of them is Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av nikra moed. Tisha B'Av is called a moed. Tisha B'Av hu a moed. A malamed o son o masa beis ha-migdash. Tisha B'Av is the holiday that teaches us what a beis ha-migdash is. What we're missing, if we don't have a base in English, what is a Jew? But to our sadness, to our worry, all the other holidays, we take part in it with a lot of excitement, a lot of energy, a lot of understanding. But Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, the major holidays and such, it's very hard to get involved in Tisha B'Av. B'koshim evinim, very difficult, with a lot of difficulty of understanding. It's very hard if we can succeed in gathering up even one cup of tears from a whole bunch of shuls. If we could be successful, it would be great. But it's not. It shows you how far away we are from what Tisha B'Av teaches us. It shows how far away we are from knowing what's a Jew and what's Judaism. So, it's not going to be a Tisha B'Av Shmuz, so that's why I picked it, you'll see. But right now he's trying to show that most Jews don't know what Yiddishkeit is. And that's what the main theme of the Shmuz is. So the next subcategory is, so the deficiency of knowledge of Hashem causes a deficiency in our service to Hashem. So, echad mehayisoros kideilad ladas mayarus. One of the fundamental points to know what is Judaism. Hu ladas ma pirish Hashem yisbarach. You have to start with the definition of what is Hashem. Gam yisod zeh chaser lanu. We're also missing that fundamental principle. One fundamental principle depends on another fundamental principle. Okay, we're in the middle of Kuf Ches. We just started the second section there. So what is Hashem? So b'inyan zeh shamati pam moshol b'shem kodesh elyon echad shechai lifnei k'masayim shana. Regarding this concept of God, I heard a very interesting parable from one of the holy rabbis that lived before 200 years ago. Yeshna piyut shomim Rosh Hashanah. There is one of the parts of the liturgy, and Rosh Hashanah says, Hakol chafetzim liyira shemecha. Everybody wants to see your name. In other words, everybody wants to get to know you, Hashem. Kama shikasa b'pasuk, as it says in the pasuk, ki mi mizrach shemesh ad mevo godol shmi b'goyim. From the east as far as the sun, from the west as far as the east, from the rising of the sun until the setting of the sun, it was from one end to the other. My name is great amongst the non-Jews. The point that these psukim seem to show that all the non-Jews are excited about God. Everybody wants to know about me. So the question is, Akushi al-Kahi, the question on the pasuk is obvious. Ma per shukulim chafetzi b'chom. What does it mean that everybody wants him? Kodesh Baruch Hu. The world's full with idols. So what do you tell me? The whole world is looking for Hashem. There's too many idol worshippers. What's going on? So Kedela Teretz Akusha. So in order to answer that question, so this tzaddik said, "Amiraisa Godel Mashal." He said a parable. There was an unscrupulous scoundrel who one day made it known to the people of the city that the king is coming to visit the city. Remember, in those days, there was no television, no CNN to show you pictures of the president. You knew there was such a king. If you ever saw the king in your life, most likely never saw the king once in your life. So, if you were fortunate, maybe the king would visit your city, would go through your city, get a glimpse of the king. They didn't have cameras in those days. You didn't even know what the king looked like. So, they made known that the king is coming to visit. Derech klal, in general, yesha melech bo la'ir, when the king comes to the city, hayu anshe yir mechinim lo kabolos panim gedoylo v'naisin lo matonis yikaris. The city would give him a grand welcoming and give him lots of gifts. So, haramai hazeh hishkiya ma'at b'merkeva mehudaris. So this scoundrel invested a little bit into a real beautiful carriage that's befitting a king to go into. Lo'akach la'atzmo kam mishoris. And he got for himself a number of servants, paid to a bunch of servants. Love Ashpig de Malchus, he puts on a royal raiment. So he enters with great pomp and circumstance to the city. And they're all calling out, here comes the king, here comes the king. So you imagine these yokels, they wouldn't know the difference. If it was a royal carriage or a beautiful carriage, they probably don't see any of these kinds of things. So they really think the king is coming. It's a good scheme, eh? So they accepted him with great honor, and the dignitaries came and everything, and they gave him gifts. And it went by, and they said, wow, we got to see the king. Anyway, word spreads through the countryside. Finally gets to the palace. People say, you know, king, you're worshipped. They say, you've been in such and such city. He says, what are you talking about? I wasn't there. I wasn't in that area of the world. So Melch Shomazos, the king hears this. Miyat Shol Chayolim La Rogas An Shair. He sends out servants to soldiers to kill out the people of the city. Why? Hamiyesh Bizoyin Godel Yoyser Milo says Kavod Lodom Pasha B'Mokol Melch. Is there no greater insult that the whole city gives honor to a commoner instead of the king? It's an insult to the king. How dare you say give honor to this nobody when I'm the one who's supposed to get the honor? So that when the people of the city hear about this decree, they petition to the king and they say to him, Majesty, Hari koma shekibadnu asarama yoy mishum shechashavnu shezata. The only reason we gave him honors because we thought it was you. Imkein zeh nikra shekibadnu oscha hamelach. So that means we really were giving honor to you. Why? When we give this guy, if the guy says, my name is Joe Shmo, I'm not the king, and we knew that, would we give him honor? Of course not. We never gave anybody else over our career of being a city honor like this. But he told us you were the king. He was the king. So because we want to honor you, we gave him the honor. Amelech kibel astanasam. So the king accepted their excuses. It's a legitimate excuse. So he says, so the tzaddik says, kach muzbar ha-posuk. This is how you explain the posuk now. Kula mechapsim as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody's looking for Hashem. Even the goyim. Kulam roitzim l'chavid ishmo. Everyone wants to give honor to his name. But the problem is there's imposters that are dressing up like God, and people aren't clever enough to know the difference, sophisticated enough to know the difference. So zenikar kilu kibdu ishmo. That's as if they gave honor to God Himself. I feel in bein time emto matzut dvar machir. Even if in the meanwhile they made a mistake and found others to give the honor to because they didn't know. So you can say that's, you know, so now all the people who are looking for spirituality, they're looking for God, but they're finding Narishkeit. It's because they're looking for you, Hashem. So because they're looking for you, they're finding other things. But if it wasn't because they were looking for you, they wouldn't be finding other things. So that's the Moshul. So Rav Pinkus says now, Oiskarti Hashmo Shalosu Adam Godel. I did not mention the name of this great rabbi from 200 years ago. Kibritzoni lachlok alav b'kol tokev, because I wish to argue with him with all my power, and I totally disagree with his marshal. Sharei iman sheir yicholim lachshav aloso ramai shumelch. If the people of the city could think that that king, that crooked guy, is the king, ein lecha bezoyin hamalchus yisagol mizeh. There's no insult to the realm greater than that. Why? What happened to their good excuse? He says, "Aga atzmacha." Let me give you another way of looking at this. Imiku chamor. If you take a donkey, v'yachashru shezeh melech, and you think that the donkey is the king, hamiyesh b'zeh kavod malchus. Is this an honor to the kingdom? If they say a king is coming and they bring a donkey, and they all start, you know, bowing down to the donkey, long live the king, right? So, is that honor for the king? Is that an honor? A person thinks that a stone and a tree and gold and silver is God. That's the greatest insult that can be for God. I'm not going to deny you were looking for Hashem. You think a stone and a tree is Hashem. There's no greater insult to that. Right? Such a terrible insult. How could you mistaken a donkey for the king? How could you mistaken a rock for God? How could you mistake nature for God? It's just not possible. Okay, so, I mean, listen, you could argue both sides of the coin here, because there's what to argue on both sides. I mean, the people thought he was the king, he was dressed up like a king. How could they know the difference? Okay, you know, it depends how you want to word the mushel. It can get to a semantic issue. But the muscle is weak. But I'm saying, if you think a donkey is the king, it wasn't a donkey. But he's saying the muscle. The muscle. No, it's. Either way, the point that he's making is, though, in other words, the connection to God isn't the same degree as the muscle. The muscle isn't exactly the same because you know, what are you going to say? You thought the sun is God. What do you mean you thought? What is God's? In other words, your whole understanding of God is insulting. Right? You think the sun is God? I don't know, how does that make him God? It's diminishing what you think God is. This way, we don't have to argue over the mushel. He's only bringing this out to show you how far away we are from understanding what God is. That's the only point. So, you know, if you agree with the mushel, don't agree with the mushel. It won't take away from what he's saying after that. And I'm not going to belabor defending the mushel, this and that. It's not necessary for what we're trying to accomplish over here. And that's what he says in the next line. He says, what do I mean by what I'm saying? If we honor God but don't know what God is, then we're lacking in honor of God. That's the bottom line. When Jew says, yes, I know God, I love God, I believe in God, so what do you believe in? Well, I don't know exactly. He's a nice old man up in the sky. That's an insult to God. Right? That's the whole idea. You know, more praises to God than what the rabbis wrote, than what Moshe wrote, is an insult to God, because every praise is a diminishment of his honor, because whatever you physically can say about him is a diminishment of what he is. Right? But that's the main idea. We don't really understand a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't really understand what Kadosh Baruch Hu is, an insult. People don't even know who the king is, what he's capable of doing. That's the point he's making, and that's, you know, what he's going to move and expand on. So, if there are any questions on that, yeah.
I guess it's still arguing on the mush a little bit, but it seems to me that in this case, that the part of the problem is the king's problem, because he didn't make himself, he didn't give the people of the city the tools to know who he was.
Okay, granted, the king did not give the people in the city tools to know who he was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us the tools on one hand, you know. Earlier in the world, he it was pretty obvious what Hashem was, right? Nimrod was Yodea Eskono, he knew his creator, and still wanted to rebel against him. So, obviously, Nimrod knew. There's no doubt that he only knew because Hashem showed him. And people knew, so early on in creation. But still, people went against. Nowadays, you know, people don't have no idea what God is. God hasn't shown himself around lately. But on the other hand, you could say, what are you talking about? You know, your wife, Yossi, sent me an email yesterday. You know that email? I've seen it a few times already. You know that email where they show you, say the planets. So your Earth, and then Venus, and Pluto, and the Earth is bigger than them, right? And then it shows you another picture, Saturn, and the other big, then the big planets, Uranus, and the Earth, and they show you how small the Earth is. Then they show you the sun compared to Uranus and the Earth, and then the Earth is like a little, small little garnish compared to the sun. Like a little momish garnish. Then they show you the sun compared to other stars. You know, and the sun is pretty small, and now the biggest planet on the solar system is a little dot, and the Earth isn't even on the picture. And then they show you a bigger one than that, and then the sun is only a little pixel. And then finally another one, and then you don't even see the sun. You know, just trying to tell you, to the point of it was how relative what's big and what's small. So your wife asked me, so why did God make such a whole universe, such a waste? Like, what do you make it for? Why don't we use it? I think that was the gist of her question. So the answer is to show you how great God is. Oh, Hashem is telling you how great he is. You think he only can make the earth? There's was nothing for him. It was as a fraction. Mommy says, well, Gornish, it's not even on the map. What he could do, he could make everything. Now you have a little idea of who we're talking about. You know, we think the universe is big. Okay. But this solar system, compared to other solar systems, even this whole solar system doesn't even come on the map, compared to the entire solar systems that are out there. So obviously you have a better appreciation of who and what God is. And that in spite of the fact that we don't even make it on, now forget about each individual on planet Earth. Planet Earth doesn't even come out on the map. You can imagine individuals don't come out on the map. And he still is so involved in our lives. It shows you how unbelievable the infinite being is and what a privilege it is that he wants to deal with us. That's the point. That's what I told her. So obviously the king is showing us how great he is. People are refusing to acknowledge who the king is. That's a different story. But so you could discuss this. You know, it's a good topic for the Shabbos table. Bring the mashal and you'll have what to discuss. Anyway, moving on. Chaser lana yedia basisis mi hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what we are lacking is the fundamental understanding of who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who is God? Zavarish ein machshava utfisa klal b'kudsh Baruch Hu. Certainly we have no thought and handle at all on what Hashem is. Achim hayinu yecholim lahagdir beizehu hagdora mechayev v'sosanu. But if we could at least define a little bit of a definition of what we're obliged to understand. Maza bar elam, what does it mean that there's a creator of the world? Im hayinu yecholim lahagdir ma'perish HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashir shechinas v'sochenu. If we could define the explanation of God bringing his shechina, his divine presence within ourselves. If we can understand what the implications of Hester Panim, God hiding his shechina from us. Maybe if we understood those concepts better, we could understand Tisha B'Av better. Why don't we really feel so much Tisha B'Av? What doesn't bother us so much? It's because we're lacking the definition of what Hashem is, and what we're lacking thereby, that the Shechina is not within us. But if we think a little bit about Beis Hamikdash, we think and say, there once was Karbanos and now there aren't Karbanos. But we really don't even understand what a Korban is. What did a Jew look like after he brought a korban? You know, it was a different person after he brought a korban. The experience was unbelievable. We have no idea what that is. Would we have more parnasa, more health? We don't know what it is. So what would a person do now that he has good parnasa and good health? We have no handle of what the korban did for us. Do we have any more closest Hashem? Achmar kivus Hashem. What's even closest Hashem? So we have no sense of definitions here. So shichman udas, we need to know shim hoya hayom beis hamikdash. If there really was a beis hamikdash today, imhoisa shras hashchina. If you had the divine presence resting in Yerushalayim, hayu anashim b'tereinu shayuzochim lios k'mar Rabbi Akiva. We would have had people in a generation that would have merited to be like a Rabbi Akiva. That's what we would have had. Come on, Abai and Rava. Come on, Ezra, Sefer. Come on, Avim. We'd have people like the great rabbis of the Talmud, like Ezra, like the prophets. Avol be'emesh shezatz v'chasson and Judas, we're missing that. And anu choshvim, ma sheyesh, im eineni Rabbi Akiva, ma yesh im eineni Chavetz Chaim. And then he said, so what's the big deal if I'm not like the Rabbi Akiva, not like the Chavetz Chaim? Chasra lona yedia pshuta mahi, ma hayim Chavetz Chaim, ma chasson. It's missing, we don't even understand what's a Chavetz Chaim, what we're lacking. So what's the real problem? Our problem is we lack real definitions. So we're not mourning so much. But we need to know, next page. One of the main fundamental points of Tisha B'Av is to feel that we are lacking the divine presence. And to that extent, we would have to understand and feel that if Hashem would be with us, there'd be no greater wealth, no greater fortune than that, which we don't understand. So, when it says Rak Kedugma, we just give all this as examples. Shenedes Shechaser Managdars, to know that we're missing definitions. Chaser Lanachav, we're missing the wisdom. That's what he's saying. We're missing this wisdom of knowing what is God. But I want to talk right now to one main point. We're missing the definition of what is a Jew. If we would know what a Jew is, we would know deeper the depths of this day. You know, you could have an interesting discussion. Go to another Jew, and instead of asking, who is a Jew? You know, just ask, what is a Jew? Define what a Jew is for me. And you'll find many Jews that are struggling to understand what that word means. What is a Jew? So they're going to tell you, well, a people who are descended from Abraham. So you still don't tell me what a Jew is. You just tell me who is he related to, where he comes from. people used to live in the promised land. So tell me about the people, please. Well, they're Semitic people. Okay, so are Arabs. Oh, how are Arabs different than Jews? Arabs come from Avram too. So what's the difference? Jews believe in God. So do Arabs. So do Christians. So do Muslims. So what makes a Jew a Jew? I mean, it's really a good question. If you haven't learned in our class anything, you'd be stuck. Baruch Hashem, some of us know the definitions. So he's gonna give us the definitions here, right? But we don't. Most Jews don't know what a Jew is. Right, that's why you have problems of intermarriage, because they don't know what a Jew is. If you knew what a Jew was, you'd be very proud and feel so special. But people don't know what a Jew is, and then you'd understand what Tisha B'Av was if you understood what a Jew was. So let's get to some explanation. I think that's why I'm picking this class. It's kind of a neutral class that doesn't have to stand on Tisha B'Av. So that's what I wanted to go with this. So let's go to the next section here. I just hope I can finish all this by Friday. What is the essence of the holidays? Hizdahus im hayahadu shalanu is to identify with our Judaism. So he goes on. He's going to ask the next question is, why do we celebrate holidays? On every one of the holidays, during the davening and the kiddush, and many times on every holiday, we say, this is all to remind us of the Exodus. We know that Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos are all connected to going out of Egypt for the various reasons that are obvious. Pesach was the day we went out of Egypt. Shavuos, we got the Torah, and that's why God took us out of Egypt. And the clouds remind us of the clouds of glory that protected us when we went out of Egypt. You may want to ask, what's the connection of Rosh Hashanah to Yetzias Mitzrayim, going out of Egypt? We also say Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, Kidei Lovin Es Ha'inin Na Girmah Moed. So, to understand this, we have to define what is a Moed. Moed, as we translate, is a holiday. But the truth is, that's not the real definition of Moed. Moed Perusho Zman Shebo Anachnu Mis Asvim. Moed, as we said, comes from the word Va'ad. Vad is like a committee when a bunch of people get together. Moed means a time when people get together. That's what a moed means. The Ohel Moed, the tent of gathering. The Jews all got together when we had the Mishkan, and the Olmoed. A moed means it's a time when Jews get together. So now, further question. Hiteva olam l'chol uma v'uma yesh moadim. So the nature of all countries is they have holidays. Right, we have Canada Day. Right, that's a holiday, 4th of July. Right, we're gonna have Simcoe Day. Right, next Monday. Right, Simcoe Day. Right,
first Monday of August.
So what's the purpose of holiday? No, 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 no. Right, umasam. On that day, the people get together and identify with their nation, with their country. Hanukkah merkazi, right? Hanukkah merkazi b'moadim elu, hi ha'uma v'amedina. So the focal point of these holidays is the nation and the country, the people, the country, everything. So 4th of July, you see lots of flags, stars and stripes. There's all kinds of memorials. We identify what it means to be an American. We identify what it means to be a Canadian. What makes us proud to be Canadians. What's uniquely Canadian. Right? And they come up with all things that just, that's what's a Canadian. Right? And we're proud that makes us different than everybody else. And at least on the holidays you have to talk about that. Right, that's the idea. Everyone gets together. You always see the prime ministers at different gatherings. There's gatherings. Our Memorial Day. Right, there's different certain days. Everyone gets together. And we rethink, what is it that our founding fathers had in mind when they made this country? What was their vision? Right, a free new world. Freedom, liberties. It's not Shaykh. proud to be an American. I don't know what to say about Canada. I'm sorry. There's nothing to say about Canada. Proud to be neutral. Proud to never make a statement about anything. I don't know. But America, we have something to be proud of. The French, proud to get drunk all the time. Proud to bring love to the world.
Referendum is
an Irish guy. Right now, even Quebec's not proud to be separatists anymore, right? Whatever. There's something, you know. Why did we make this country? What did we fight for? What did people die for? It's a reason why we died, to make this country. Whatever. So, there's many reasons why holidays were established. But once those holidays were established, right? The character of those holidays is the people in this country. Right? Unfortunately, in the world, people are losing this idea, and that's why Jews are losing this idea. You know, next Monday, everyone's going to take off. They only know one thing. It's a day off of work. Finished. It's a day off of work. Why? Who this Lord Simcoe was, I have no idea. I couldn't care less. I don't think most Canadians could care less who he was, right? Okay, July 1st is Canada Day, so what? It's a day off. It's a fight to make it a three-day weekend, a four-day weekend. So I don't know how much work I can get off of. That's what the holiday is now. Right? Even Christmas to the goyim. How many people on Christmas go to church? Of all the people who take off, how many go to church?
I'd be surprised.
Most don't. It's a vast minority of all the people in the world. 300 million Americans. I would doubt 30 million go. I would doubt it. Many don't. Most don't. Most don't. So obviously, you look at a Jewish holiday. So how does a person, as in a frum yid, look at a Jewish holiday? No school. Ugh, I can't go to work. You know, took off so many days off. This year, I think it's going to be like 13 days of Yom Tov, or work days. So I can't even take a vacation this year. That's what the Yom Tov are. Can't even take a vacation. All right, so you lose something if you don't appreciate what the holiday. That whole appreciation throughout the world. I guess the people don't even know what they're fighting for, what rights are, what freedoms are. So Yid doesn't even understand what their holiday is. But essentially, that's what a holiday is supposed to be. Used to be, years ago, I mean, there was a lot of logic to the blue laws. There was a time where it was illegal to have a store open on Sunday, at least in the United States, maybe also in Canada. And on a Yom Tov, 4th of July, it's not Shaykh. Mamash had to be closed. Everything was closed. When I was a kid, everything was closed. You know, Eppes, maybe a drugstore, you know, only because if you needed drugs. I mean, in the old days, a drugstore only sold drugs, didn't sell you tissue paper, didn't sell you candies. 60 years ago, a drugstore sold one thing, drugs. Right? Okay, so you had to be open. Somebody's sick, you're not going to make it. You know, and then slowly, one thing, and then restaurants, because you have to eat. You know. And then finally, boom, the big stores got open. But what was the idea? Even the goyim at one point understood, you know, you don't work, you have to reflect on the day, you have to reflect on what it is to be a good Christian. And they even understood, you have to reflect on what God is, you know. You have to reflect on the blessings that you have a country, America and Canada. If you don't work and you have time to think, to do nothing, it was something. Okay, but the goyim don't have all the malachas, the 39 private activities, so they would always keep themselves busy. I'm saying, you know, so we're missing that. So, you know, we have a Yom Tov now, so what do we do with the Yom Tov? So that's what he's trying to show us what we have to do. So, kamo came b'moed Am Yisrael, so too with the holidays of the Jewish people. It doesn't matter why the holiday was established. It doesn't matter if it's because of Pesach or because of the Torah. What's the equal point, the common denominator to all the holidays? The main points we're getting together. It's because we're a people. We are Jews, and that's what we're celebrating. We remember what it's like to be a Jew. And Zeh Zechlis Yisrayim. That is to remember we went out of Egypt. Gam Rosh Hashanah Zechlis Yisrayim. Rosh Hashanah is also a reminder we went out of Egypt. Ki Gam Rosh Hashanah Niskarim Eich Ne'il Yehudim. Because on Rosh Hashanah we remember what it means to be a Jew. Because when we went out of Egypt, we became a people. Going out of Egypt made us a people. What kind of people? That we have to define. But that's what we are commemorating. Every Jewish holiday, at least, we have to start with realizing we are Jews. We identify as Jews. We're proud to be Jews. Because God took us out of Egypt, and that's when we became Jews. And we get together, the getting together, you know, just here we are, all this nation of Jews. All the Jews came to Jerusalem three times a year. Every male over 20 years old had to go to Jerusalem. No excuses. Oh, what do you mean? We got a simcha a week after Sukkot. You had to go. It was a sin if you didn't go to Jerusalem. Can you imagine millions and millions? What do you mean? You know, you get a little feeling of this when you go to the Kotel on a big day. You know, day when the Kohanim bless the Jews on Sukkot, on Chol HaMoed, on Pesach. You see the Kotel Plaza filled. You see all kinds of different colored Jews, different kinds of Jews, different kippahs. Because you feel some identification of being a Jew. Look at all these Jews getting together, right? So Gam B'Tisha B'Av Nikra Moed. So Tisha B'Av is also called a holiday. Why? Because Moed Zeh Zman His Asvus. Because a holiday is a time of getting together. Doesn't matter if you're getting together because you're happy or not happy. You get together at funerals also, don't you? So Gam B'Tisha B'Av Anachlu Misasim Zochrim Shukul Yehudim. At Tisha B'Av we also get together and remember we're Jews. Ulayav Shalom Ad Yosef. Maybe we could learn more about Tisha B'Av, about being Jews, than any other holiday. Shein Yom B'Shanah Keduk Mas Tisha B'Av. There's no day in the year that's like Tisha B'Av. That expresses so much what a Jew really is. Let's try to define what a Jew is. And then we'll be able to explain why it's so hard to be a Jew in our generation. So let's just begin with another question. It's piling on the questions. I know it's getting frustrating for some of you, but don't worry, the answers will come. The next question that's going to be the subtitle is, I'm Kuf Yud Aleph. Hamuna ba'asid shall be as a Mashiach, Magdir Hayom as Surah Sayyudi. The belief in the future that the Mashiach will come, this defines today the shape of what a Jew is. We know there's 13 principles of Jewish belief. As the Yud Gimel Ikarim, Chidish HaRambam, the Rambam quantified for us, the word Chidish, I don't like the word Chidish, but he quantified and made it simple and broke it down to 13 main principles. We know the great words of Reb Chaim Brisker. He said that if a Jew is lacking any one of those knowledge of those 13 principles, even by mistake, his parents didn't teach it to him, he's lacking the fundamental essence of what it means to be a Jew. If there's one of those 13 that you don't know, then you don't know what it means to be a Jew, and you obviously cannot be living like a Jew. You may say you're a Jew and be proud to be a Jew and everything else, but you're still ignorant to what it is to be a Jew. And to that extent, you will not be able to go to Olam Haba. So, Chassam Sofer, Makshal Rambam, Kusha Chazak, HaSarach. I'll leave you this question. The Chassam Sofer asks a great question on the Rambam. Madu Elahamim Beviyas HaMashiach Ze'echa Me'yud Gimel Likor. Why is believing in the Mashiach one of the 13 fundamental principles of faith? Muvan hu shimarim lo mamin shashem echad chaser lo metzia shel yudi. That it's clear. If you don't know that there's one God, then you really don't know what a Jew's all about. Come okay, bor shmish lo mamin b'tchias amesim. Also, if you don't believe in the resurrection of the dead, you don't know what it means to be a Jew. Pidlas kol yeres. You've negated the whole Judaism. Shim shadam achosh shiarus yitvar zmani. Because if you think that Judaism is just a time thing, atchiamos, temporary until you die. Harim avatos komitzu zuri. You know, find the idea of a Jew. Just to think you're a Jew till you die. What about after you die? You're a Jew till after you die. If you don't know that, so that's obvious. Why you got to know certain things. Etzam atzishol yahadus and nitzchis. The essence of a Jew is eternity. Shem kachanotzichim lahamim b'tchasmes. You have to believe in the resurrection of the dead. Yad is in it over Chalef. Judaism isn't a temporal thing. You're not only a Jew for the 70, 80, 90 years in this world, you're a Jew forever. Why do we need to know about the Mashiach? Right, that's beyond our lives. It's beyond everything. Anyway, we're going to have to stop here in the middle of the question. And we'll continue the question, so we'll go on for another page or so. And then on Kuf Yud Beis, we'll begin to give us definitions of what is a Jew. So tomorrow, we will know what a Jew is. Bezras Hashem.